بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد فاعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا ايها الذين امنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders and our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receiver, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His infinite mercy, His kindness, His love and His fadl, He granted us the opportunity of observing the holy month of Ramadan. And during this month, it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's karam upon us. Allah enabled us to keep our fast, our rozas, stand up for salatul taraweeh, nafil ibadat, discharge of zakat, make tilawat of the Quran, tasbihat, dhikrullah, feeding the poor, the needy, and so many other good deeds. All this is no kamal on our part. For this we praise Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah gives us a chance to do any good deed. It is only from Allah. By us doing that good deed does not increase the kingdom and the might of Allah Ta'ala and the grandeur of Allah in any way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above all that. He's independent. He does not even require our ibadat. But He gives us the chance to obey Him, to worship Him, so that we may gain His pleasure and we may gain blessings and rewards, and so that we may gain Jannatul Firdaus. However, we make shukr to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah gave us the chance, the opportunity of ibadat, and we make dua that Allah accepts those ibadat that we made. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا. Now those ibadat that we made, especially in the month of Ramadan, the fasting, the taraweeh, tilawah, dhikrullah, all this brought about nur in our hearts. So in essence, we charged our spiritual hearts. And we brought brightness in our qalb, in our ruh, in our spiritual self. And this enabled us to gain some type of enjoyment. What was it that assisted us and made us enjoy keeping rozas the entire month? What was it that enabled us to stand up for taraweeh and enjoy the taraweeh, even though we may have not understood the meanings of what we were listening to, but something kept us going. There was some enjoyment that we were experiencing. At the time of iftar, engage in dua, or at night, shedding those tears. All those things brought about nur in our heart that gave us the enjoyment of that ibadah that we were doing. And all this is the nur of taqwa. لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. We heard in the month of Ramadan. Now the important question is, and most people have the same query, the same problem and issue, that after the month of Ramadan, suddenly we just go into a dip. And suddenly we slacken. We don't get that type of enjoyment. The solution is simple, and the solution is for myself and all of us. Perhaps we may not get the ronak, the anwarat of the month of Ramadan, because that came with its special blessings. But whenever there is some load shedding, and which we do experience in our country, may Allah remove this bala and this difficulty, then immediately we switch on the generator, the emergency light, we have some torches at home, we have some candles that we light up. Or if you don't have any of these items, then we go and sit by somebody who's got some light, and we benefit from his light, his candle. But this is what we have to do now after the month of Ramadan. If for some instance we are experiencing the load shedding of sins, and of course we have to be very firm against sins and masiyat and disobeying Allah Rabbul Izzat, because the month of Ramadan was a beautiful training ground for all of us. Now after accumulating this nur in our heart, let us not be foolish and just throw it away and waste it, and not preserve this nur to the best of our ability. The velocity of that nur may not be the same, or the intensity may not be the same. The brightness may not be the same, but still we have some nur which we should preserve and maintain. Let us not be like that person who sewed his garment, or she sewed her beautiful dress. After sewing it, she suddenly cuts that dress into pieces for no reason. A man accumulated so much of wealth and money, he's got all those coins, those gold coins, and then he takes each one and throws it out of the window. After making such an effort to acquire that earnings and gain some wealth, he takes it now, each one, he throws it out of the window. We gain some taqwa, some nur. Rasulullah from advice Haritha radiallahu ta'ala an. Haritha was sleeping in the masjid and Nabi Sallam goes there and awakens him and tells him, كيف أصبحت يا Haritha? Haritha, what's your condition? How have you risen this morning? And very promptly Haritha radiallahu ta'ala genuinely he says, Ya Rasulullah أصبحت مؤمنا حقا. I've risen to be a genuine believer. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, Haritha, لكل قول حقيقة وما حقيقة قولك. Everything a person claims, a claim he makes, he must have some proof. So produce your proof to say that you are a genuine believer. He says, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is as if, كأني, it is as if, أنظر إلى عرش ربي. It is as if, I get that feeling now that I am seeing the arsh of my Rabb, the throne of my Allah, in front of me. It is as if I can feel and see the people of Jannah enjoying the bounties of Jannah and their merriment and happiness. And my condition is such, it is as if I can hear and see the people of Jahannam burning in hellfire and shrieking and screaming. So Rasulullah tells him, إِنَّكَ مْرُؤٌ نَوَّرَ اللَّهُ قَلْبِ. You are such a person whose heart Allah has illuminated because of his ibadat, his taqwa. He refrained from sins. He did those things that Allah had commanded. We have do's and we have don'ts. Do this, do this, do this. The commands from Allah. He did those things. Don't do this, don't do this. Those are things that are forbidden, prohibited. He refrained from those things. And hence Allah gave him that type of illumination in his heart that as though he was seeing the arsh of Allah in front of him. What a beautiful feeling. When a man stands before the Kaaba, he cannot help it but shed those tears because this is the house of his Allah. The effulgence, the nur coming out of the Kaaba. Here it is as though he is seeing the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some says, ilzam, hold on to this. In other words, do not deviate from this. You have done well. You have progressed. Now, remain steadfast on this by obeying Allah continuously, by refraining from sin all the time. It's not that you reach a peak in spirituality and now you have passed already and now suddenly you are able to do as you wish, what your nafs desires, and now you're listening to the promptings and wasawis of shaitan? No. Right till maut comes. And when you pass with reciting the kalima, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you pass away on iman, then only you're successful. Till then, there is this fear that a person can lose his iman. There is this fear that a person can pass away in an evil condition. Allah forbid. May Allah protect us from this. So now what is the challenge? To hold on to this nur that Allah has given us in our heart. And alhamdulillah, it is the tawfiq of Allah that Allah has gathered us here tonight also. To once again try to maintain this nur. If for some reason we have slipped into sin, then make sincere tawbah istighfar. Put on the generator. Switch on the generator. Put on that emergency light. Put on your torch. Light that candle. Seek Allah's forgiveness. Ramadan has come, it is gone. Allah is still there. Allah is still there. Allah will always remain. And Allah loves us. So we made promises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the month of Ramadan. Each individual knows the sins that he or she has committed in the past. And during those nights of Ramadan, especially in i'tikaf or perhaps in the last 10 nights of Ramadan, we made those genuine promises to Allah. Allah, I want that transformation in my life. I'm feeling sick committing this evil, filthy sins that I have done in the past. Allah, I'm making sincere tawbah. We shed those tears. We make promises to Allah. Now fulfill those promises. Try to our level best to maintain and preserve the taqwa that we attained in the month of Ramadan. We were reciting Quran in the month of Ramadan, especially from Asr to Maghrib Salah. Masajid were full. Who is stopping us? What is stopping us from still reciting the Quran? We come to the masjid, we come early. Mothers and sisters at home have time. It is time for Salah. We have 5 minutes even. Even if it's 5 minutes, go up to the shelf, take out the Quran, sit and recite, even if you are only going to recite a few pages. Perhaps just one page only. But at least you are trying to develop within yourself steadfastness, istiqamah. So even though your amal now may not be of that quantity in the month of Ramadan, but continue that amal or that amal that you were doing in the month of Ramadan. Imagine after the month of Ramadan, now no Quran tilawat. You don't even take out your tasbih and recite La ilaha illallah. There's no istighfar, no tawbah. We're going back to our old habits. It's a very morbid way of life that we were living previously and we made sincere tawbah from. Let us not go back to that evil life. Now enjoy the sweetness of iman, the sweetness of ibadah, the sweetness of begging from Allah, enjoying the transformation that took place in our life. So istiqama, ulama have mentioned, al-istiqama fawqa alfi karama. A person can perform 1,000 miracles, genuine miracles. All that 1,000 miracles can never equate being steadfast on the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this steadfastness is what is required from us now after the month of Ramadan. We read Quran, still continue reciting Quran. Even though we may not be able to keep up to that momentum, we read Nafil, we read Ishraq, we read Salatul Duha, Chash Tamas, Tahajjud we read. Maintain it even if you only reading 2 rakats of Tahajjud. We made Zikrullah, continue making Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our mothers and sisters were in the kitchen, and even whilst making those savories and preparing those samosas, their tongues were moist with the Zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many homes we find that the ladies say, no, now I need my time to sit and do my reading. Please, I need my special time now. Now I'm not doing anything else. I need to finish my reading. What a beautiful feeling it was. So again, respected brothers, mothers and sisters at home, istiqama. We have to make that mujahada. Remember in the month of Ramadan, shayateen were chained. It was just our nafs trying to take us away from obeying Allah Rabbul Izzat, and we fought our nafs. Now it's not only our nafs, it's shaitan also. So there will be those promptings of shaitan. Be steadfast. Run away from sin. We have understood the filth of sin and evil of sin. Do not go near sins. And the best way is to stay in good company. Suhbat of Salihin. Stay in good company. Especially our young friends. The moment you're going to go back into bad company, then you're going to be lured into taking drugs, drinking alcohol, committing filthy acts of homosexuality, committing zina, doing filthy morbid acts. If in the month of Ramadan we made up our minds we're only going to earn halal after the month of Ramadan, do not go back to the haram, no matter how tempting it may be. We made a promise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we're going to change our lives, we're going to make sure we establish our 5 times salah. Hold on to it. Hold on to it. And the only way we will be able to hold on to these things is stay in good company. The moment we join bad company, then obviously you're going to become lazy again and you're going to slip and you're going to go into evil. And again, your heart is now going to experience complete darkness. There'll be load shedding of the heart. You're not putting on the generator. You're not switching off that, on that lamp, or that light, or that torch. You've got no emergency light. Now there'll be only darkness. And that life makes a person sick. You feel terrible in that miserable life, a wretched life. But the life of ibadah, as we are sitting right now, I'm certain nobody is feeling miserable. There is some type of enjoyment that's making us sit here. We haven't even started taking the name of Allah. So imagine genuinely, sincerely, when we take the name of Allah, and we ponder over His greatness, His azamat, His kibriya, the love Allah has for us, and understand that we are His bondsmen, His bondswoman. We are His slaves, we are His servants. He is our master. And Allah is so kind, Allah is so generous, Allah is so loving. And then we take the name Allah. What a soothing feeling we get in our heart. That feeling we can never get by listening to haram, by indulging in haram. Yes, perhaps for a few seconds only, when a person commits some haram, for a few seconds he gets some type of enjoyment, but that enjoyment immediately brings misery and wretchedness upon him. May Allah forgive us. Many, many years ago, a youngster came to me, was shaking. Literally, he was trembling. I asked him, what happened? He said, Mawla, I can't tell you. I just can't tell you. I said, what happened? Tell me. I didn't expect what he was going to say. He said, I just committed zina with a prostitute. And he says, Mawla, I'm feeling so miserable, miserable. He says, the moment I committed that act, everything felt so terrible, so ugly, so dark in my heart. I actually ran from that room. So I advised him that now make tawbah istighfar. Sincere tawbah istighfar. But the point is that he committed that sin. He got a few minutes of lazzat, but immediately he brought, because he was a believer, a mu'min will feel it. Allah, don't make us do those acts and to experience that feeling. Allah, save us from all filth and all haram, to keep us away from all these things. But the point is that this person, because of his iman, he had some iman still in his heart. It made him feel so terrible having committed that sin. He didn't feel good about it. A disbeliever will continue. He'll feel happy and he will continue committing zina. He'll feel no difference in his life. But a believer, إِذَا سَرَّتْكَ حَسَنَتُكَ وَسَأَتْكَ سَيِّئَتُكَ فَأَنْتَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Rasulullah says, when your good deeds make you happy, when your evil deeds make you feel ugly and sad, then you're a believer. This is a sign of a believer. His iman, the sparks of iman were still in his heart. Alhamdulillah, he made sincere tawbah, istighfar, he changed his life. So let us not try and go into the sins, then have misery in our life. Tawbah, istighfar, shaitan is going to try, our nafs will prompt us. Just be firm, istiqama. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Those who say Allah is our Rabb, then they are steadfast. What happens then? When they are passing away, when it is time of mort, تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels descend. Ulama have explained, these are angels of mercy. And they address him. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Oh my brother, oh my sister, do not fear. Oh servant of Allah, do not fear. Do not grieve. Don't worry what's going to happen now in front. Don't worry about your family and children. Allah takhafu wa la tahzanu. Abshiru bil jannah. Glad tidings for jannah. Enjoy. Receive glad tidings of jannah which you have been promised. Nahnu awliyaukum fil hayati dunya wa fil akhirah. We are your assistants. We are your helpers. We are your friends in this world and now akhirat. We'll be there to drive away shaitan. Shayateen will try to make this person at the time of sakrat, at the time of maut, even at then, shaitan will try his level best that this person must not die on iman. He must die on kufr. Shaitan will come in different ways to try and seduce him. But these angels of mercy will come and they'll drive away the shayateen. They will chase away the shayateen. We are your friends. We have been sent from by Allah to protect you. When we have this glad tidings, then this istiqama in our lives. The person slips, load shedding of sins, tawbah, istighfar, immediately. And preserve the nur that Allah has given us. Praise Allah Rabbul Izzat. And be cautious and beware of now going back into that morbid way of life that we had in the past, which we made sincere tawbah of in the month of Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, grant all of us tawfiq to have istiqama in our lives. Istiqama. Rasulullah was commanded by Allah, fastaqim kama umirt. This is a very serious injunction, a command of Allah upon Rasulullah. The ulama have mentioned that this was one reason that caused the hair of Rasulullah and some of his hair to turn white. That be steadfast exactly how you have been commanded by Allah. So Allah grant all of us tawfiq and hidayat to bring about the steadfastness in our life. Remember, we may not be able to keep up to that momentum of Ramadan, but still keep that tasbih in your pocket. Recite whatever you can in the car, in your workplace, wherever it is, especially in the masjid, and our mothers and sisters at home. Take the Quran. Do not be feel shy. Hold the Quran. Open the Quran. Start from one side. And read whatever you are able to read. Those who are unable to read, then go to someone who will help you to read. But do not abandon the Quran. Ramadan was a month of Quran. But it does not mean that after the month of Ramadan, there is no Quran. Quran is our guide. It is nur, it is shifa. It is hidayat for us. It is going to give us guidance. And all those people who are Ahlullah, Ahlul Quran, who are the friends of Allah, they are Ahlul Quran. In other words, they have Quran in their life. They are reciting Quran always. And they try to understand the meaning of the Quran. And they want to bring about Quran in their lives. Then they gain this type of nur, which they have throughout their lives. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Recite the wish.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 لا
La ilaha illallah. 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه. الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين ويا ذا القوة المتين ويا راحم المساكين ويا أرحم الراحمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا الله ہمارے گناہوں کو معاف فرما ہماری خطاؤں کو معاف فرما لا يا الله ہم بہت کمزور ہیں يا الله we are too weak يا الله يا الله ہم بہت کمزور ہیں يا الله forgive us يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله you are most merciful يا الله you are most loving you are most kind يا الله you are most powerful يا الله forgive us يا الله يا الله we make توبہ and استغفار and we break the توبہ and استغفار Help us, my Allah. Guide us, my Allah. Time is running against us, my Allah. When mort will take place, we do not know, my Allah. We do not have much life left, my Allah. Ya Allah, before mort strikes, help us to change our lives. Help us to change our zindagi, my Allah. We do not want to live that morbid and filthy life of gunas and ma'asiyat and sin, my Allah. How many years of our lives we have just wasted in filth, my Allah.
Ya Allah, we did not turn to you in complete submission, my Allah. There was no commitment from our sides to our deen, my Allah. Hey Malik, e Kareem, my Allah. Have mercy upon us, my Allah. Perhaps on some elderly person, my Allah. Some young person sitting here, some mother or sister listening here too. Perhaps some hafiz of the Quran, my Allah. Or perhaps some sinful person who has made sincere tawbah, my Allah. Allah, and you have forgiven and pardoned him, my Allah. Allah, forgive all of us, my Allah. Grant all of us afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection, your marifat, your qurb. Give us yaqeen and yadak, my Allah. Give us the sweetness of iman, my Allah. Make us enjoy our ibadat, my Allah. Make us enjoy our ruku, our sujood before you. Make us enjoy raising our hands and begging from you, my Allah. Give us enjoyment when you take your beautiful name, my Allah. There is such sweetness in your name, my Allah. There is such sweetness in your name, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot see you, my Allah. Allah, but in Jannat, my Allah, when you will lift up that veil, my Allah, do not deprive us of Jannah, my Allah, of seeing you, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the beautiful ni'mat of Jannah, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, give us sihat, my Allah. There are so many people who are not well, my Allah. They have requested du'as, people have got cancer, they've got heart problems, my Allah. Different ailments, my Allah. Ya Allah, people have got tumors, my Allah. Hey, Maliki Kareem, ya Allah, shifa is in your hands. You are Shafi, my Allah. Allah, grant them kamil shifa, my Allah. Shifa kamil, ajil, mustaqir, daim, my Allah. Protect us from those diseases also, my Allah. Allah, so many people have left this world, my Allah. All the marhumin, give them jannatu firdaus. Especially our family, friends, our mashayikh, my Allah. Our parents, my Allah, who have left this world, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the best of dunya, best of akhirat, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Ya Allah, ya Allah, you know the condition, the financial condition of the world, my Allah. Allah, for our country, my Allah. Ya Allah, it's becoming difficult for many, many, many people, my Allah, to survive, my Allah. Ya Allah, you create barakah in our rozi, my Allah. Don't make us have to stretch our hands to any makhluk, my Allah. Ya Allah, keep us independent of your makhluk, my Allah. Provide for us halal, tayyib, my Allah. Make us use it correctly, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from the shar of the shirreen, from the fitna of the fitteen, from the hasr of the hasideen, from the zulam of the zalimeen. Protect the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Help the ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever there is war taking place, my Allah. Ya Allah, replace it with aman and aman, my Allah. Give us aman and aman in our country, my Allah. Allah, protect us from all type of evil, my Allah. Give us a good maut, my Allah. Good, ya Allah, maut with iman, my Allah. Maut in Madinah, I said to buried in Jannat al-Baqi, my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the day of Qiyamah. Hold the water from his Mubarak hands, my Allah. Make us enter Jannat in the company of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, without any reckoning, my Allah. Protect all of us from azab of qabr, azab of Jahannam, and from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of the Jahal, my Allah. Ya Allah, fulfill all our hadat and needs, my Allah. Ya Allah, we've got so many needs, my Allah. You are As-Samad, my Allah. You are Ghani, my Allah. Ya Allah, we're begging you, my Allah. Fulfill all our hadat and needs. Ya Qadhi al-Hadat, Ya Dafi al-Bariyat, Ya Hal al-Mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-Gham, Mufarrij al-Hamm, Mujib da'wati al-Muttarrin, Iza da'uk. Rahman al-Dunya wal-Akhir, wa Rahimahuma. فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك يا الله whatever أعمال we have done accept it my Allah give us استقامة my Allah after the month of Ramadan now my Allah يا الله many brothers and sisters they Allah preparing for Hajj my Allah يا الله give them a Hajj مبرور مقبول my Allah make it be easy for them my Allah يا الله whoever requested duas يا الله answer the جائز مراد also حاضرين غائبين سب کی دعا قبول فرما Allah, make our children, our grandchildren, the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them excellent huffaz, ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbulin. Allah, you create muhabbat in our hearts, my Allah. Allah, make us be united, my Allah. Don't disunite the ummah of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim. Watub alina ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.